My name is Chaya Arep, and this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel. This perek discusses David's failed attempt to bring the Aron, the Holy Ark, to Yerushalayim. First, let's start with some background. Where had the Aron been until now? The Mishkan, the tabernacle, stood in Shiloh for 369 years. And during that time, the Aron was housed inside the Mishkan, which is where it belongs. During a major battle with the Philistines described in Shmuel Aleph Perek Daled, the Jews decided to bring the Aron to the battlefield in the hope that Hashem's presence would save them. This turned out to be a very bad idea. Not only was the war not won, and the two sons of Eli the Kohen Gadol were killed, but the Aron was captured by the Philistines. When Eli heard about the fate of his sons and the Aron, he fell over from shock and grief and died. The Philistines held the Aron in their lands for 7 months, during which time they were struck with terrible plagues and decided it wasn't a good idea for them to hold the Aron, and they sent it back. The Aron's first stop in its journey back was Beit Shemesh, where the people did not give it the proper respect, and the results were disastrous, people were killed, until finally the Aron was taken to the house of Avinadav in Kiryas Yearim. There it stayed for the next 20 years until the events of our perek. Why was the Aron not reunited with the Mishkan until this point in time? The Aron didn't go back to Shiloh for a very simple reason. Shiloh was destroyed during the same battle with the Philistines in which the Aron was captured. The Gemara in Zvachim, Kuf Yud Ches, teaches, Kishemes Eli HaKohen Harva Shiloh. When Eli HaKohen died, Shiloh was destroyed. This is alluded to in Tehillim Ayin Ches as well. Tehillim Ayin Ches says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, Ohel Shikain Badam. He abandoned the Mishkan at Shiloh, the tent which he had made to dwell among men. Vayitain Lashvi Uzo V'sipar Tov Yadzar. And he delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. Rashi says, Veitain l'shvi uzo. What does it mean that he delivered his strength into captivity? Masar ha'aron mahaluchos biyad plishtim. Hashem's strength going into captivity refers to the aron and the luchos, the tablets that were housed within the aron, within the ark, which together both fell into the hands of the Philistines. The Gemara continues that after the destruction in Shiloh, the Mishkan was set up in Nov and then at Givon, for a combined 57 years. So after the Aron was returned by the Philistines and the Mishkan was set up in its new location in Nov, why did the Aron remain in Kiryas Yearim? Why was it not reunited with the Mishkan, which was then set up in Nov? This question is asked by Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, who was an Eastern European Torah scholar active in defending traditional Judaism against the Haskalah, the Jewish Enlightenment. He died in 1902. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi suggests the following. In Devarim Perek Yud Beis, in addressing the Jewish people before their entry into the land of Israel, Moshe says, Ki lo vasa marata el hamnucha vel hanachla asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. You have not yet arrived at the menucha, meaning rest, and the nachla, meaning inheritance. Rashi explains, el hamnucha zu shilo. Rest refers to Shiloh, the place in which the Mishkan was housed for 369 years, Nachla Yerushalayim. Inheritance refers to Yerushalayim. Perhaps, Rabbi Yitzchak Levi suggests, based on this pasuk, they understood that there were only two places the Aron would be housed, the Mishkan in Shiloh, referred to as Menucha, and ultimately the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, referred to as Nachla. This is why the Aron found itself in a standalone tent in Yerushalayim, as we discussed in Perek Vav, while the central place of worship was the Mishkan in Givon. Now to the events of our Perek. Vayivayetz David in Sarei Ha'alafim v'hameotz l'chon nagid. David consulted with the captains of the thousands and hundreds, even with every leader. Our story is also recounted in Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav, but interestingly, this pasuk, telling us that David consulted with the people before moving the Aron, is omitted. This is consistent with what we pointed out in the last perek about the difference in focus between the two Svarim, Shmuel and Divrei Hayamim. Shmuel and Malachim as well, are the stories of the reigning monarchies, while Divrei HaYamim tells the story of the Jewish nation as a whole. Therefore, in Divrei HaYamim, it's emphasized that while David took the initiative in this endeavor, the entire nation was brought on board in moving the Aron and restoring the centrality of Yerushalayim to the religious life of the nation. David tells the people to send out messengers everywhere and gather everyone who is left, in other words, anyone who has not yet shown up during the coronation period, to bring them all to Yerushalayim for this special event. But things went terribly wrong. Pasuk Zion tells us, Ve'erkivu es aron halokim al agala chadasha mi beis Avinadav, v'uza v'achyo nohagim ba'agala. They set up the aron on a new cart from the house of Avinadav, and Uziah and Achyo, Avinadav's sons, led the wagon. There is a halacha brought down by Rambam Maimonides as the 34th positive commandment in his book of mitzvos, that the Aron must be transported on the shoulders of the Levium, not in a wagon. The Pesukim in Bamidbar Perek Zayin tell us that each of the three families of Levi were responsible for transporting different parts of the Mishkan. Merari and Gershon transported the walls and curtains of the Mishkan and were given wagons for that purpose. The Pasuk tells us that as to Kahas, who was responsible for carrying the vessels of the Mishkan, including the Aron, Ulevnei Kahas lo nasan, no wagons were given to the sons of Kahas. Ki avodas hakodesh alehem bakasef yisau, because the service of the most sacred objects was upon them, on their shoulders they will carry. In our parak, the Aron was placed in a wagon, and amidst celebration, the procession arrived at Goren Kidon, which in Sefer Shmuel is called Goren Nachon. The Gemara in Sota says that at first it was called Kidon, which means a javelin or a spear, since it caused the death of Uzzah, as we'll soon see. And then later it was called Goren Nachon, firm, established, because the Aron was placed there in the house of Oved, where it became a source of blessing. At Goren Kidon, the oxen falter, and then the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Uzzah es yado le'achoz es ha'aron." Uzzah stretched out his hand to grab the aron. In Shmuel, the parallel pasuk says, "Vayishlach Uzzah el ha'aron halokim vayochas bo." Uzzah actually stretched out his hand to the aron and grabbed it. Did Uzzah only attempt to grab the aron, as it seems in our parak in Divrei HaYamim, or did he actually take hold of it, as it says in Shmuel? It turns out it doesn't really matter. The sin was the lack of respect and the mistaken perception that the Aron needed to be supported. The Gemara in Sota Lamed He teaches us that the Aron is nose as nosav. It carries its carriers. The Gemara continues, Valdavar zed nash Uzzah. And it was for this thing that Uzzah was punished. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Uzzah nosav nasa, atzmo lo kol shekein? Uzzah, the Aron carries its carriers, how much more so can it carry itself? Uzzah should have known that the Aron would not fall. One has to wonder, how did Dover forget this explicit Torah instruction and make this tragic mistake? Radak suggests that Dover thought carrying the Aron on the shoulders was only relevant when the Mishkan was being transported as well, and there needed to be a distinction between the Mishkan and its curtains and its planks, which was carried on the wagons, and the holier Aron, which had to be carried on the shoulders. Since now only the Aron was being carried, David assumed the Aron could be transported in a wagon. Additionally, Rashi and Radak both note that the Aron had arrived from the Philistine lands in a wagon, and nothing bad had happened then. The Gemara in Sota Lamed He tells us that there was something else going on. Darash Rava, Mipnei Manej Nash David. Rava taught, why was David punished with Uzzah's death? Mipnei shekara ledivrei Torah zmiros, shne'amar zmiros hayu lichukecha beveis migurai. David was punished because he referred to matters of Torah as songs. As it says in Tehillim, Kof Yotes 119, your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, divrei Torah shekasuv bahen, His ayef einecha bo ve'inenu atak horeo sons miros, Hashem said in Mishlei, Proverbs, it says about the Torah, will you set your eyes upon it? It is gone. And you call them songs? In other words, one who strays his eyes from the Torah for 1 minute will forget it. How can you call the Torah songs? Harini machshilcha b'davar shafilu tinoko shel beis ramam yozinoso. Dichtivu l'vnei kahas lo nasan ki avodas hakodesh, etc. Hashem says, for this reason, I will cause you to stumble in a matter that even school children know. The Gemara says, it doesn't make sense that David would have forgotten a straightforward halacha, but rather he was made to forget the halacha as a punishment. What did David do wrong? What was wrong with what he said? After all, we know that Torah is often described as a source of delight and even compared to a shira, a song. Tzadikim are judged more strictly than the rest of us. So apparently there was some subtle lack of respect for the Torah that was expressed in David's words. And that then brought about the much more dramatic and tragic lack of respect that occurred in our perek. Continuing on in the Psukim, David made the decision to postpone bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim and instead brought it to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti. Who was Oved Edom? Oved Edom was a Levi. He's listed among other Levi musicians in Divrei Hayamim Perek Tezvav, so we know he was from Shevet Levi. The Gemara asks, why was he called Oved Edom? The Medrash in Bamidbar explains, Lama nekra shma Oved? Why was his name called Oved? Al yedei she'avad lifnei Hashem karaoi, since he served Hashem appropriately. Oved, to serve. Why was he called Edom, which means red? Edom, she'adim pnei David, hu haya misyirei mipnei ha'aron shelo yimisenu v'hu oved lefanav. Why was he called Edom, which means red? Since he reddened David's face. Literally, he put him to shame. Since David was afraid that the Aron would kill him after the events of our chapter, of our perek, and Oved Edom served it. He was able to take care of the Aron in his home. The Medrash concludes, Hagiti, he was from the city of Gas. The Aron stayed at the home of Oved Edom for 3 months, during which time Hashem blessed him and all that he had. In Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perak Chaf Vav, we find out what this blessing was. The Psukim list 8 sons of Oved. And at the end it says, at the end of the list, it says, Ki Varcho Elokim, because Hashem blessed him. A later Pasuk tells us, Shishim Ushnayim L'Oved Edom. Oved Edom's family totaled 62 people. The Medrash, which is quoted by Rashi here, learns that Oved's wife and each of his 8 daughters-in-law gave birth to 6 babies at once. His wife and 8 daughters-in-law count as 9, 8 plus 1, 9. Each one had 6 babies, counts as 9 times 6 is 54. Adding the 8 sons gives a total of 62. We'll end this parak with a beautiful thought from the Gemara in Brachos Samech Gimel. Pasach Rabbi Elazar benosha Rabbi Yossi Haglili b'chvod Asanya v'zarash. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, spoke in honor of his hosts. Vayvarech Hashem es Oved Edom Hagiti ba'avor Aron Ha'elokim. Hashem blessed Oved Edom because of the Holy Ark. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. Isn't this a case of how much more so? Uma Aron shelo achal v'shasa ela kibed v'ribet lepanav. In the case of the Aron that didn't eat and didn't drink, and Oved Edom only had to sweep and sprinkle water before it to settle the dust. Kach hamareach talmud chacham besuch meso, umachilo mashkeu mahanehu minachasav alachas kama v'kama. How much greater is someone who hosts a talmud chacham, a Torah scholar, and I would say by extension, anyone inside his home, and gives him food and drink and whatever else he needs. What a wonderful source of bracha, blessing, that will be for him. This shir is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.